Chapter 27, Jungle Relations. The next day I was hanging around lions again. The morning, which had begun with blue skies, quickly succumbed to a solid cloud cover. Snowplows continued scraping the streets, and dump trucks continued hauling away the snow. I picked Audrey up in the late afternoon, and we headed downtown. I had promised to accompany her while she carried out a school assignment, to visit a New York City landmark and then write a report on it. The landmark she had selected was the Public Library, Main Branch, at Fifth Avenue and 42nd Street. While waiting in the 116th Street station for the southbound train, I had us move forward to the end of the platform so we could board the lead car. This allowed me to show her how cool it was to look out the front window and see rats crossing the tracks in the headlights, scurrying up the tunnels as we barreled along. Our car happened to be empty, so this also permitted me to demonstrate the hammock-style method of subway riding, which was to hold on to the overhead hand grips on one side of the aisle and use the hand grips on the other side as stirrups. After demonstrating, Audrey wanted to try it, so I held her up so she could get her feet hooked in and then hopped up beside her. And we rode, swaying like chimpanzees, until the next station. I helped her get down just before the doors opened and a transit cop walked on, which made us both break out in gales of laughter. Holiday shoppers were jamming the sidewalks all over Midtown Manhattan. I gave Audrey a piggyback ride, and from her perch, she reported her view up Fifth Avenue. She said it was like looking at a sea of bobblehead dolls, with only the head showing. "Put that in your report," I said. She got down as soon as we reached the library. Heading up the freshly shoveled steps, she immediately fell in love with the lion statues out front. She decided to narrow her report to them alone. Entering between the columns, through the main door and lobby, we wandered back to the reading room. After claiming two chairs with our coats, I showed her how to research the history of the statues. While she set to work, I went off on my own and looked up Hodgkin's disease. Hiding out in a row of books, I found what was written about it in the Nurse's Encyclopedia. With early diagnosis and treatment, 90% of patients have 10-year survival rate. Prognosis less favorable if disease has spread. Higher survival rate in girls. Early symptoms, painless swelling of lymph nodes, itching, night sweats, fever, loss of weight, appetite. Affects spleen, liver, bone marrow. 4 stages of illness leading to death. Organ swelling causes blockage, coughing, breathlessness, enlargement of abdomen. Patient becomes anemic. I was happy to note the higher survival rate in girls, but the 4 stages leading to death sounded about as grim as it could be. Audrey, as far as I could tell, didn't seem to be exhibiting symptoms, except the appetite thing. But for the first time, I questioned the coughing attack she had had at the football game, which she said had been caused by inhaling a piece of hot dog bun. I also wondered about the heavy drooling while she slept. Was that also a symptom? Audrey came up behind me and surprised me. "Parker, what are you doing?" "Audrey." "Nothing. Just looking up something for a term paper." "Well, come on back. I found lots of neat stuff I want to read you."